We are continuing on the tshuva about l'shem yichud. So, in this tshuva that the Be'er Maim Chaim responded to the Nedev Yehuda, I was thinking of moving on, but then I reviewed the last chapters here. We can't. We have to finish it. It's way too good. So, Simon Yud Aleph, Daf Tov Dalid here. Okay? So, we actually started this last week. Here's where he said that a person at least has to put forth his ishtadlus to do the best he can do. And then, once the person has done the best they can do, at that point, they can rely upon and connect to the tzaddik who has the ability to perform mitzvahs on the level of the reish, as he said. You have the ekev and the reish, the heel and the head, and the people of lower neshamas, like us, have the ability to connect to the people of the higher neshamas. But that's only after we've put in all the work to do the best that we can do. So, go to Tuf Hay, and let's go to the second paragraph there. Va'amnam. Va'amnam shurak ba'ayfin haniska. This only works in the way that we've mentioned. Meaning, kishmiyageya atzma, if the person toils, lahava v'yira, to love, and to have awe, v'enyachol, and it doesn't work. I did my homework, I did my research. I tried inspiring myself. It's a geitnisht, right? But if a person doesn't even bother putting in the work, connecting to the tzaddik is not going to work. As is known, a very good parable for this. You got a group of people that get together to go on a trip. And one of them got sick. So the others in the group, I gotta work with the guy to help him, and the poor guy's sick, so they're gonna be busy with him. Vienatlu, they'll carry him with him. Vienasu, they'll take him from place to place until they get him back to his home. But if somebody along, you know, we're on a good golf outing, right? And goof is on, and one of the guys dies, he's not sick, so then you grew him coming. You bury him by the ninth hole. You don't bother schlepping the guy along for the rest of the golf game, and that's just a big schlep for Gornish, right? Well, this is what I tell Kisraim. They're not going to go drag the guy along on their shoulders. Mamish the perfect. This is that famous story, right? It's Cain. So too, Misha writes the hispala leilmet. A person who wants to daven. Person who wants to learn properly, velasis mitzvahs karoy, to perform mitzvahs correctly, b'chol koychoy, and he wants to do it with all of his strength, b'machshava v'dibur u'maisa, with thought, with speech and action, b'yira v'yahava v'simcha rabba, with awe, with love, with joy. Look at that, joy, performing mitzvahs, learning, davening with joy. U'miyagei atzmelza, and he works at it. And if after he does the work, he learned the Svarim HaKdoshim about what's supposed to happen in these mitzvahs, and he did everything he could do, and he's not inspired, then then and only then can a person utilize the method of connecting with the tzaddik of their generation, so that the tzaddik has the ability to propel their mitzvahs and carry it heavenward. Because he's like the guy who's ill, but at least he's still moving. There's still some effort going on. He's alive. But if he's doing his mitzvahs robotically, if it's he's not putting in any work, then Harehu kegoylem, he's like a goylem. Kenefesh ha'odem ha'shayomus, like a dead man. Umi yisameh salavakul k'nayda. Nobody can uplift the dead man. Marco, please bring in some cups. Larry needs a cup. V'alkein. Therefore, last paragraph on the page. Anachnu, this is so timely here. Malka? Alkein, anachnu yirein b'ma'oid miyem adin miyem etechach. We are very afraid of the day of judgment. Asher b'chol shana v'shana b'rosh Hashanah. Look at this, how timely. This is why we're so afraid each year of the day of judgment. Oyadin, thank you, Shefala. Shala'achar misas ha'odam, or the judgment that takes place after death. Oyb'yom adin ha'godol, look at this, he throws in another day of judgment that we didn't think about. Li'yom adin ha'godol shi'yeh koydem atchiyah, there's another judgment that takes place before the resurrection of the dead. Three yom adin, one each Rosh Hashanah, one after death, another one before the tachiyah. Because this is a very difficult battle. Because there is a... Remember the old... what were they called? Those scales? You know, the balance scales, right? So we have Mareches HaSchuyas, Neged Averis. We have the merits on one side, and the Averis on the other. And Lahagbir Sechad HaChaver. We all want to get, you know, we want to get the merits to be the heavier side. He says another way to look at this is a war that's taking place in a country. You have one army going up against another army with ammunition. So naturally speaking, the guy who's got the bigger army is going to be victorious. Well, no, that's not always the case. A guy could put up a huge army. This happened with... No, that happened there, but in modern times, the Russians, right? They froze. So you could have a chayel leroyv, you could have a huge army. But if they are ill, or they're maimed, b'liyad, b'liregel, or b'lizraya, they're without legs or without hands. You could have tons of bodies, but they're not warriors up to the top of Tavav. V'asheni, and conversely, the other army, yamid chaylai b'mesei miyati, is going to have much fewer people. They're mighty warriors, chazokim, abriyim, they're strong, they're healthy. Malam de mochama, trained in warfare. The smaller army is going to win, hands down. No puns intended. What do we gain from the fact that he's got many warriors? If they're not healthy, they're not vibrant, that goon is health in their numbers. Especially if they're going to be fighting against real starke warriors. This is the way it is in our war. Even if when they do the mathematics, the mitzvahs add up to be more than the sins. But if the mitzvahs are scrawny and they're skinny and they're meager, done without heart, they're missing limbs, because they weren't done with a geshmak, they're going to be lacking from every vantage point. What's worse, some of these mitzvahs are mamish, dead, neshamaless bodies.
Even if
the numbers are more. And the other side, the sins, they're geshmak, they're fat. They're done with great strength and geshmak and biyad chazaka. The chol koyach hamachshava v'achias, with the full intent and the full mindset. Ve'esh hataveira shebelev bechemda azeh chashuka. And what's most harmful is that when it came to the Averis, there was a burning desire. There was a lust. The person's whole body was wrapped up in it. Is anybody going to think that those weak, poor, poorly performed mitzvahs are going to be able, Larech Muhammad, to do war against these healthy, robust Kazakhs of Averis? Even if they got, you know, 1,000 Idolach, but you got a few big Kazakhs, his tzuris, right? What happens if, even worse than this, what happens if even in the numbers, the Averis are more? Because they're mamish moment after moment after moment. By looking at things that we shouldn't be looking at. Va'adibur, va'asicha, and by schmoozing about things we shouldn't be talking about. Va'ashmiya, and listening. Umish b'shayad, and touching things. U'machshev ha'samayach, and thoughts. V'chem desalev, and desires. Shekulim k'rev m'yezel aveiru. They certainly are much closer to the realm of sin. E'afidu l'tayv eschem desahet. What about if they're not forbidden, but the desires are to the permissible, but they are shaloi l'avidos yisbarach, but they're not for God's service? Averu, they are transgressions. Kibash Kasavti Kaba Pome Mimma Chazal, Chazal tell us Beposik Vila Yia Bukha Il Zar. Right? Posik says you shouldn't have within you a foreign god, says the Gemara, Ezu Il Zar Shabigufa Shaladam. Who is the foreign god? Havaim is a Yitzahara. This is our evil inclination. Binizematsu Rahman al Islam. That's He's therefore we're worshiping foreign gods. Ubifrat, especially halashon hara, gasus haruach vaasheker, arrogance, lashon hara, and deceit, halitzonis, mockery, chanufa and flattery, ukedaim and other things that we don't even pay attention to them anymore. Umikolshke b'masu matin. What about our business dealings? Rabu misaris reshenu averis hamitzuyim shodim dashk ba'kevav. There are so many things that we just neglect. K'may ha'enah, like tricking people. Va'gezel, and stealing small amounts. Va'asiyas oval, and not being totally upfront. B'mido, b'mishka, with weights and measurements. V'hin tzedek, v'efav evin gold of a cotton. Va'amo k'dayma, measurements. Unikima, unetira, what about hatred and revenge? Visino, machlekis, this is really an upper here. Redivas akavad, vakino, and chasing after honor and jealousy. We know there are multitudes upon multitudes. Because the Averis are constantly enveloping us, they're surrounding us day and night. But veitzel mitzvahs, when it comes to doing real mitzvahs, ein anur kiyum ba'boker be'satvilu k'tzas be'erev. We have a few minutes in the morning and a few minutes at night. We give to God, pay our dues. Ulepam b'yoyim kashi yikra nesinas tzedok. And sometimes we also have during the daytime when we have an opportunity to give some money to tzedakah. Elas is gemilas chasodim v'achnosas orchim ubikachaydim k'dayma. Or when we have the opportunity to do acts of kindness, or achnosas orchim, or visiting the sick, ubishabosas v'yomim tovim v'layoyser, and then we have the other few days. V'alkein oino lonu miyem adin k'nemer. Therefore, it is woe upon us for the day of judgment, as we have discussed. So, the point is not the downer. The point is that we got to build an army of vibrant, robust, healthy, exciting, passionate, joy-filled mitzvahs. Now, the last paragraph on the page here. Vaisa mitzvah sal derech hazechas v'shalom basiya gofnias biltichiyus machshava. Remember, he's responding to this put down. So he says somebody who does mitzvahs without just with the physical act, without the geshmak, nikra rabim chalolim hepila. That's a person who has many, given birth to many, a chalol, stillborn, nabach. What is it called? A person miscarries. Even if there's many, many mitzvahs, they're dead. They're dead bodies without a life force. These are like nephilim, they are like stillborns that are born just with a body. And they never saw the light of the sun. So, as he concludes here, mitzvah like this cannot ascend heavenward. So what's the solution? First thing is to have some beer. V.R.K. Simon Yud Beis. Therefore, for this reason, a person needs to be attentive in the performance of all of one's mitzvahs, kavanas ha-mitzvah, the intent of the mitzvah, the timeline, its reasons. Start first with the nigla, start with the revealed areas. And if Hashem gave the person additional understanding, to know the secrets of the mitzvahs, it's interesting, in the Mishnah Berurah, in Hilchos Shofar, he says that the Tekeah should spend some time learning the Kavanas HaMitzvah in the Zohar. Mishnah Berurah. I wonder if that's kept as well as the Shkia Mishnah Berurah. If a person has the ability to look deeper, it is correct and even more correct to spend the time digging ad mokam shiyad megas to the degree that any person can understand, that they can comprehend. And it should all be done with love and fear and a humility. Now, so what's the order? How do we pursue this? The beginning is a person needs to have intent to before every mitzvah. Okay, this is an equal opportunity thought. L'kayim b'zeh mitzvahs aseh hazu, that I am fulfilling this mitzvah, lo tzeis bo yedei chayvosoi, to fulfill my obligation, shu mitzvahs b'irai, which is the commandment of my creator, shetzivo b'zeh, who told me to do this. This is equal opportunity. The first thing a person needs to, the Mepharshim say this, ha-vayas kein Moshe, or kein osu, that you have so many times. The first thing is, this is what Hashem told me to do. And to utter with a full mouth, full his intent, what I'm about to do, Ribbono Shel Olam, I'm doing to fulfill your command. And say the L'Shem Yichud, which is printed in the Sidurim. Even though most people don't have any idea what it means. The words themselves fly to the heavens. Now listen what it does. We're able to awaken, to arouse in the mitzvah with every word spoken, with every vowel. Oirois rabim lemaila b'chol oilam v'oilam, from every uttered word, we are able to awaken, to arouse in heaven tremendous infusion of iris, of light, of energy, to the place where every mitzvah can reach, can attain. So these words of L'shem Yichud ascend heavenward and open these gates so that when we perform the mitzvah has the ability to have the desired effect. You ready? This is along the lines of what the Torah says. It says by Bikurim, Visamta tena biyadecha, you shall place the basket in your hand. V'alachta l'makom, you should go to the place that Hashem chose. Says the Be'er Ma'im Chaim, kitena, the word for basket, hutamim nikudois oisiois. It's the trup, it's the vowels, it's the letters. If you take the words that are uttered before the mitzvah is performed. By the way, other svarim say that this is the intent that Chazal had in establishing birchas ha-mitzvahs, was that there should be a chelik ha-dibur of every mitzvah. Okay? So that is the intent. Otherwise, why are you going creating a bracha for a mitzvah? Just take the lulav in your hand. So this is the intent in the birchas ha-mitzvahs, is to create tamim nekudas oisiyos. To bring forth from HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the performance of this mitzvah, it's the key that opens up the gates to this flow of bounty from above. Number one, speech. Number two, next paragraph. Ulechaven, and to have in mind, lases bezen nachas ruach lefonav sh'oma v'nasar etzayne. Very baditchivdik. Have in mind that I'm doing this to give a nachas ruach to my Creator, to give pleasure to HaKadosh Baruch. V'leivayish mipanav, and to be ashamed before Him. He's not dealing here with a negative shame, an unworthy shame. U'liyir memeno, and to have awe of Him, avur, because dura v'shalit, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the master and the ruler, v'chol da'are are kula kulei chashiv v'negdai, and everything in this world has virtually nothing before Him, uki mitzvaya avid b'chel shabaya, and He is doing this with a incredible trembling. It's like the Yismach Yisrael brings, and we ask Kein Aaron Shaleshina by the Menorah. It comes to tell us the praise of Aaron. So the Yismach Yisrael says that had the Baditch of Eruv been given the mitzvah of lighting the menorah, by the time he got to it, he would have, in his trembling, knocked the menorah over, spilled the oil, destroyed the whole thing. Aaron HaKohen was able to keep all of that inside. It comes to tell us the praise of Aaron, that he didn't destroy the world in his mitzvah performance. That's number two. Number three. Wow. Ulahavin ba'amitius levavai v'sichlai, and to understand in the depth of his heart and his mind, goydol shiflusai ukniyosai, his own shortcomings and humility, memelach goldol v'neiro hazeh, before this great, awesome king. V'yeda ba'atzmai, and for a person to recognize before they perform a mitzvah, ki ubirya shvela felo, that the person is a lowly nothing. Imedes b'das kalam u'utu, who's standing there with a pea brain. Lifnei tamim deyes baruch hu, before the one who knows everything. V'yimtza atzman, he will find himself shuki klima lebusha klima, like a vessel full of shame and humility. Reik v'chaser, empty and lacking. V'loima beliba, but here's the goal. The goal is not to put down. The goal is as follows. And a person should say to themselves, ki mi ani, who can I possibly be, shani zoicha l'kayim mitzvaysav v'toyroysav, that I have the privilege to put on tefillin? I have the privilege, being so gurnished, that I can fulfill HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mitzvahs and his Torah, to be one of his misharsim, to be one of his servants?
Rakakoil, we recognize it's not because I'm deserving, but rather migoydol rachma v'chasodav agdoilim. This is the result of Hashem's infinite mercy and kindness. Sheinarech aleim, that there's incomparable. Shemrachem al b'riyosev hasholim, who has pity on his lowly creatures. V'ashkechosa yizmoch tomid al kol anetzolim v'anivroim v'yitzurim anasim, and Hashem's divine providence is upon all of his creations. Lahach yois oisom, to sustain them. U'lashpia lahem shifa yatoyev, and to pour upon them his bounty. To illuminate them with his unbelievable light, that what? To continue to exist the way they exist. Because nothing would continue to exist in the world without our mitzvah performance, va'atoyra and our Torah, va'atfila and our prayer, shetzivon bereinu. Nothing. He handed over the keys to the world's existence into our hands. We are the ones who sustain the world with our prayers. Va'yideyam miskayim kol olam esalgenev tatoinim. And through our mitzvah and our Torah and our tefila, all of the worlds above and below are sustained. Mitohim arev adrem rikia, from the lowest in the world until the heights of the heavens, and higher and higher in the worlds above. All of it is sustained by our mitzvahs. Now, so that was step number three, is to recognize just the unlikeliness of what's happening here, that me, little me, is able to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not just the servant HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave into our hands the ability for us in our actions to be able to sustain all of the alums. Tov Ches U'lechaven b'chol mitzvah, and then to have intent in each mitzvah shumechaven atzmeh, that we're preparing ourselves the kayim oisa to fulfill it kitikuna kashyucha, to the best of our ability. And to the point where each of us recognizes at each mitzvah. We're discussing this last week. This is like the result of you know, being the product of a Jewish mother, is that it's never going to be good enough. No matter what we do, we're never really going to meet the expectation. We just can't. We can't do good enough, right? So for what we, beyond that reach, yivakesh me'Hashem. At that point, we turn to prayer. We should plead with Hashem, shiachashuv umikubul umirutzul lefana, that our mitzvahs should be prominent and received and wanted by Him, kilu kayim ha'isa b'chol pratei v'diktukeh, as if we fulfilled it with all of its details, v'chol kavanasa, and all of the intentions, kashi hiskavnu b'manchik nesa gdoila, as the greatest of our people were able to do, to be able to rectify and to accomplish that which needs to happen through this mitzvah, and to utilize this mitzvah to connect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the place that this mitzvah is designed by Hashem to serve as the conduit between us and Him. So that step is way beyond us. Nonetheless, we turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and say, this is beyond me. I need you, Rabbeinu Shalom, to do it for me. That's something which is beyond me. Says the Be'er Mayim Chaim, next paragraph, Vizuhu Iker Chiyas HaMitzvah. That's the life of the mitzvah. V'nizkayim bazem, we will fulfill by doing mitzvahs with this intent. U'shmata mischukoy isay v'es mishpota eshiyasa isa adam. Look what he does with this. The Pasuk says, you should keep my mitzvahs and my statutes that a person will do. So we all know that Chazal learned from here, you shall live in the mitzvahs, but you shouldn't die because of the mitzvahs. Right? You're supposed to live with the mitzvahs. Pirish says the Be'er Chaim, do the mitzvahs with the life of the mitzvah. V'chai bohem, do it with the chiyus of the mitzvah itself. Shu'or Hashem, that's the light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shmoisav, and the names of Hashem, and all of them that are contained in the mitzvah. Ki chol mitzvah, Ritzon Yisbarach, Sh'ratzvam, every mitzvah is the divine will. And he and his desire are one in a perfect unity. The Ezua Shoita, and which idiot would go lahapech dibra the kimchaim chas v'shalom lachshev machshavas hafechias? Would there be anyone who would go and have in mind the opposite? With the katzitz minatias chalila, and to chas v'shalom, cut them off from their source. Ein ze b'halcha lefnei Hashem chalila v'chalila. This is in response to the accusation made by the Noda Behuda that there are people who would go and use this destructively. V'ashrei mishazaycha lezeh be'emes. Fortune is the person who can do this correctly, to use the l'shem yichud as a prayer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu fill in the blanks for what we cannot attain and understand and connect with in our own.
How would you use it incorrectly?
He claims that using Kabbalistic terms when you don't know what you're doing is going to be a mekatzitz benetiyas chalila. You're going to end up being destructive with Kabbalistic stuff. And the next paragraph is so poetic. Va'amna. However, afim shagagnu. Even if we'll make a mistake. Nonetheless, miskayim banu maimer akosev al kol pishoyim tachas ahava. We will at least have fulfilled the pasuk that for all of our iniquity, love will cover for it. Umaimer akosev v'diglu alay ahava. Love will spring over it. V'amu chazal, afilu im karim li ahava eva. Even if a person will make the mistake, and instead of saying the word ahava, they're going to say eva, which means hatred. And instead of yahavta, they'll say v'ayavta, you will hate. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's a yalkut. Hashem will say, v'diglu alay ahava. Don't worry about it. I know that you love me. V'dilugi alay ahava. Ad kan. Because kidatenu lisaken kol tikunei hamelech v'tachshitei hakala. Because Hashem knows that our intent in saying this is to rectify, to build the gestalt of the tikunim, hakol fishar shebishyar kamei, as they need to be in the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu set up the structure. V'lo lekalkel chas v'shalom. There's no Jew who's saying l'shem yichud to do harm. When the Kim Yiru Lalev of Hashem will look in our hearts, Umitzarif Machshava Toiv L'Mayas, and He will combine our good thoughts to our actions. V'Toiv Ma'at B'Kavona, and then He adds the biting words. And we all recognize that a little bit done with Kavona is a lot better than a lot done without Kavona. V'Acha Kavona's Halev Heinen Andvar. What Hashem is looking for is what's going on in our hearts. And the words that emanate from our heart will go in and be elevated until the heart of heaven. And the intent and the accomplishment of everyone who does mitzvahs this way is even beyond the heavens. V'chein yasu kol beis Yisrael, and this is what every Jewish home should do. B'chol ha-toyre v'atvilim ha-mitzvahs, with all Torah, with all davening, with all mitzvahs, yoyiskimem, yoyiskimem, lishman, be'emes, to do them for the correct intent. V'ani v'zere v'zere zari, and I and my children and my children's children. Nizkelas is kein, we should have the merit to do so. So that we will able to be, bring a pleasant fragrance. Our actions should come before the Master of all. Amen, amen, amen. Netzach selah va'ed. So you can see that he doesn't really feel strongly about this.
Is there some minig in Chernobyl that the really, you know, inculcate this in the
You see, the Maranaim does speaks about the intent, and we'll see next week when we finish. Hopefully, we finish it up next week, where he talks about the downside of not doing so, and the advantages of l'shem yichud. Nonetheless, there were.